Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 through verse 22. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Now, at this time, this was known as Luz, but became Bethel, the stairway of God. As you remember, he got these stones, he put them under his head. And he was afraid. Now, I want you to see that. And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God." I thought that's where the message would come. And the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone he had put for his pillows, and he set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the beginning. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in the way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." That's just a glorious thing. I would wonder how it is that we don't tremble more in the house of God, as Jacob did here at Bethel. Is not our bodies the temple of the Holy Ghost? And some of the things we do, I know I tremble at the things, and I have to ask God to forgive me. Things I do in this house, in this temple. We are the church of God. And when he awoke in the morning and he had had this dream of angels ascending and descending, and the Bible, Jacob said, "How dreadful is this place?" It's the house of God. And a telling sign for Jacob was the tenth. The tenth. Because this is pre-law. Nobody ever told him that we know of. It's prior to Mount Sinai. And I would have doubts of anyone ever going to Bethel. The old preacher, Lester Roloff, preached a great message called Back to Bethel. Anyone have ever gone to Bethel and not given the tenth? I don't think it can happen. He said, "This shall be God's house, and I'll give the tenth." That's a glorious thing. The privilege of giving the tenth. Should it not be so with a child of God? You see? I'm God's house, and I'm to give a tenth. That's just the way it is. And I believe that anyone who gives not the tenth has no fear of God. And I'm speaking that from an experimental standpoint, the experience in my own life. Because I can tell you the tenth, and I knew that it wasn't that I went to Bible college or anything else, I met the Lord. I knew that the tenth belonged to God. It was His. Doesn't belong to me. And it's not even a question of whether or not I can afford the tenth. It doesn't belong to me. It's not mine. It belongs to God. The tenth. Who would want to go to hell for a tenth? You ever think about that? For a tenth. God robbers in heaven? God forbid. Malachi 3:8. Will a man rob God? What kind of man would rob God? Most. And especially those in churches. The first time we emptied the church, "Oh, you mean you emptied it more than once?" "Oh, yeah." The first time we emptied the tabernacle was on this right here. I don't know if I don't think we'd been there a month. I don't remember the time frame. It was 20 some odd years ago. And they were all God robbers. It wasn't hard to tell, and I preached on it, and they all left. Would you want a thief in your home? Well, you think God wants one in his? A thief, a God robber, you see? Will a man rob God? I love that verse of Malachi. And then as if he goes, but you say, wherein have we robbed thee? God, I'm not a God robber. To which God replies, how? In tithes and offerings. It's the first thing Jacob did after meeting God. Gave him a tenth. Remember his grandpa, Abraham? What'd he do? Melchizedek shows up, type of Christ, an everlasting priesthood. He hadn't been to Mount Sinai. He didn't know the Ten Commandments. He gave him a tenth. It was ingrained in this knowing God, the tenth. You see? Just a meeting with God. God never even said, give me a tenth. God never said that to me. I wasn't religious, but I knew after meeting God, a tenth belonged to him. I just knew it. Like you know certain things as children, as boys and girls, certain things belong to your parents without anybody even telling you. I've often told the story years ago. I, like a lot of folks now, I didn't know where to go to church. I couldn't find anybody to preach the truth. And I wasn't going to just go give money, just go write a check to somebody. And I wasn't going to sit through services where I didn't get fed and didn't know where to give the tenth. So I'd have Melissa, we'd write out a check. I'd get paid, I'd write out a check. The tenth, and I usually, more than the tenth, I don't, whatever. But at least a tenth. And so I write out these checks. I think they were in a shoebox, and they were up in the top of a closet for years. And we had these checks and kept them in store. And when we bought the tabernacle, the building in town, the down payment was $10,000. And I had $10,000 in checks. They were a little out of date. And made a down payment, bought that building for the church. Now, I remember the lady, Ethel McConnell, called me. She ran the credit union and said, Smokey, I've got these checks that came in, and they're dated like 5 years ago or 3 years ago, or they're dated for all these dates way back. You want me to cash these? And I go, yeah, Ethel, cash them. They're good. They're good. That money couldn't go anywhere. It belonged to God. You see? And the day that Melissa and I got out of debt, God sold a lot that I owned in town that I was going to build a business upon. And it was almost, I mean, to the penny. I'm not making that up. Within a quarter or something of the amount that we owed on our farm after we took a tenth. It was amazing. There's more to the story, but that's the way it happened. I've told the story often. My old friend Jim Lombard, he went to this college, Laterno College in Longview, I think, in Longview, Texas. R.G. Laterno. You remember the story? He tithed 90%. He said, if God can make it on 10%, I can. I'll give God 90 and I'll keep 10. And he didn't do that once. He became a millionaire. He did it before he was a millionaire. And he said, and this is a quote by R.G. Letourneau. By the way, that college is still there. It'd be a good place for these boys. He said, I shovel out the money and God shovels it back. But he said, God has a bigger shovel. Amen. Amen. Letourneau College, Longview, Texas. Faith. Fearing God. Trusting God. I wouldn't say that tithing is supernatural. I'd say for a child of God, it's the most natural thing you can do. It's a blessing for me to give that money. It's a blessing. It's like breathing or eating or going, even like we meet on Sundays. If you have to give thought to the tenth, there's something wrong in your spiritual walk. There's something wrong in your connection to God. It's not the money, or even where the money goes. It's the tenth. He said, I'll give a tenth. May not even been money. You remember the offerings of Cain and Abel? They brought an offering. Doesn't say a tenth, but it's the same principle. Why would Cain do that? He wasn't getting along too good. And they brought their fruit. God was happy with one, and he was displeased with the other. But Jacob said, I'll give a tenth. It's the tenth, the giving, the blessing of, and it's not the receiving, it's the giving. The blessing of giving. And I call it the fear of God. But it's a good fear. David was a man after God's own heart. And if you remember in 2 Samuel, he wanted a drink of water from the well that was by the gate in Jerusalem. But the Philistines controlled Jerusalem. And the Bible says that three of his mighty men broke through the Philistines and brought David that water. Oh man, I wish I had a drink of that good well water. Not all wells are created equal. Man, I wish I had a good drink of that well water. And what three of his mighty men do? They broke through the Philistines and they went and got him a drink of that water. And what David do? Look at it. In 2 Samuel 23. 2 Samuel 23. I think it's worth looking at. Verse 15 through verse 17. David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem. Well, it wasn't Jerusalem. I guess it was Bethlehem. Got the right well, wrong city. And took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, now look at it. This is queer. David wouldn't drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. You see that? Principle's the same. And then he goes, and he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. The offering. He poured it out to God, the tenth. In principle. The blood's mentioned here. The blood of three mighty men. The sacrifice that these men made for David, their king, our king, Christ Jesus, sacrificed all for us. shedding his very own blood, that to this day that you and I can drink his blood and eat his flesh. The 10th. And the churches are filled with God robbers. I haven't been to a regular church in a long time, but I always used to laugh. I'd go to these big churches like the First Church here, the First Church there, and you see a guy in a real expensive suit and a real nice car, and he'd drop a quarter in the plate. Or he'd drop a dollar in the plate. God robbers. They won't even give the 10th. As I started, I doubt any man's testimony who robs God. You understand that? I would doubt any man's testimony that could rob God. That doesn't mean, I can't fathom that. We've had a lot of God robbers in our midst. And I told you I heard this fellow preaching this morning, and he actually preached on this. He said, most of the people, not most, but he said, he might have said most, the people that come to our church, they're takers. Boy, we've had those. We've given a lot of money to a lot of people. They were takers, and they never gave. You say, well, isn't that what we're supposed to do? They never gave. They didn't give a tenth. You understand what I'm saying? They never gave. And that's what we've got in the country today, in the natural. We have takers. They never gave. And the natural system, our form of government won't work like that. And the church won't work like that either. And God's form of government will not work like that either. They won't even give the tenth. It's not a commandment. It's not the law. It's the tenth. The tenth. He said, and I'll give the tenth. And that's a part of the child of God. It's a principle of a child of God. You meet God, you'll give the tenth. You give more, probably. But you give the tenth. And there's no thought required. None at all. You don't need to pray about it. I'm His. I belong to God. This is God's house. Jacob said, this shall be God's house. I will surely give the tenth unto thee. The tenth.